On this, the first day of 2003, we wanted to take a moment to remember some of those who left us last year. 1 year ago today, the prolific science fiction writer Jack Haldeman died. Among his works, Perry's Planet, Vector Analysis, and The Fall of Winter. Author Astrid Lundgren brought Pippi Longstocking into the world. She also died in January. She was 95.
I like restaurants where people are glad to see you, where hamburgers are made from fresh beef, not frozen, and made to order with your choice of fresh toppings.
Dave Thomas, the pitchman as well as the founder and CEO of one of the most successful fast food franchises in America. He opened his first restaurant in 1969 in Columbus, Ohio, and named it after his daughter, Wendy. He died on January 8th at the age of 69. Eileen Farrell. She was the daughter of vaudeville singers. She sang soprano roles at the Met and collaborated with Leonard Bernstein and the New York Philharmonic. As she got older, Eileen Farrell switched gears and sang the blues. Ruth Fertel started Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in New Orleans to send her sons to college. She died in April. Linda Lovelace died in a traffic accident. She was the star of the now-famous early 70s porn movie Deep Throat. Lovelace later became an anti-porn activist. John Entwistle was the bassist for The Who. He died at age 57. The last surviving member of the Goon Show died this year, Spike Milligan. He was 83. LaWanda Page played Aunt Esther on Sanford and Son. She died in September. James Gregory played Inspector Luger on Barney Miller. Cam Fong was Chin Ho Kelly on Hawaii Five-O. And the legendary Milton Berle. His early TV show was so popular on Tuesday nights that shopkeepers would put signs in their windows that read, "Closed," to watch Milton Berle. He was 93.
America's number one television star, who gets his nose into everybody's act, your Cyrano de Bergerac, Milton Berle!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Pop and jazz singer Peggy Lee recorded more than 600 songs, including her 1958 hit, Fever.
Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. Fever.
There's no embarrassment. I don't know them. They trust me, and I'm easy to get to. All it takes is the price of the postage stamp.
That's Esther Friedman Lederer talking about her readers who knew her as Ann Landers. She died in June at age 83. Historian Stephen Ambrose wrote dozens of books, including D-Day, Citizen Soldiers, and Band of Brothers. Mildred Wirt Benson wrote 50 Nancy Drew books. Last year brought the death of journalist Daniel Pearl. He was kidnapped and murdered in Pakistan while on assignment for the Wall Street Journal. Also gone, Howard K. Smith. As one of Murrow's boys, he covered World War II for CBS News and later went to work for ABC. And the former president of ABC News died, Rune Arledge. Among his many creations at the network, Monday Night Football and Primetime Live.
Scratching all the aspects of his game. So check out the master as he cuts these jams. And look at us with the mics in our hands.
Jam Master Jay was the DJ in the iconic rap group Run DMC. Lisa Left Eye Lopez was the feisty member of the R&B group TLC. And William Warfield sang Old Man River in Showboat.
Old Man River. That old man river.
must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along.
General Benjamin O. Davis, Jr. died in July. He was the first black general in the Air Force and the leader of the Tuskegee Airmen during World War II. Minnesota Senator Paul Wellstone was campaigning for a third term in the U.S. Senate when his plane went down in northern Minnesota, killing the senator, his wife Sheila, and their daughter, Marcia. Three staffers and two pilots were also killed in the crash. Two members of Britain's royal family died this year. The glamorous Princess Margaret died in February. She caused a stir as a young woman, bucking the staid confines of royal protocol. A month later, her mother, Queen Elizabeth, died. The Queen Mother, fondly known as Queen Mum, became a symbol of resistance during World War II. Here she recalls a bomb that fell on Buckingham Palace and nearly killed her family.
We saw it actually explode, and a great column of water came into the air, I remember. Then the other, and it also hit some of the great drain system, too. And one nasty thing was that the garden got inundated with rats.
Waylon Jennings. He was 65 when he died in February.
Don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Sam Snead played golf. He won more PGA Tour events than anyone else. Baltimore quarterback Johnny Unitas died in September. And Ted Williams of the Red Sox died in July.
All right, I'll check on this wise city boy from Philadelphia. You take him outside and hold him.
Actor Rod Steiger played the Southern police chief called Bill Gillespie in The Heat of the Night.
Say he paid for the call. How much do they pay you to do their police work?
$162.39 per week.
$162.39 a week. Well, boy, you take him outside, Wood, but treat him easy, because a man that makes $162.39 a week, man, we do not want to ruffle him.
Last but certainly not least, pop icon Rosemary Clooney starred with Bing Crosby in White Christmas and sang to us for four decades.
That our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, my dear, and amen. Here's hoping we'll meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those.